Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Holy cow, week one of the NFL football season. Sunday game starts today. I can't believe it. It's here. It's amazing. Week two in college football did not disappoint as well. We had upsets galore. They happen every week, so we love that as well. U.S. Open, Serena goes down in the finals once again. Will Nadal get his 19th? We'll find out that later on in the day. But good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, my friend?
I am doing wonderful. And, yes, the NFL season is here. I'm all excited. And the funny thing is all the news with the NFL is not even about the games. And we all know who it's all about.
Absolutely. Antonio Brown, obviously, 5 o'clock news. We know that. You know that. We all know it. And it's amazing as to how things work out in the NFL. And the fact that he's on the New England Patriots right now, I don't think it should surprise a lot of people. I think we should just say, wow, it's the NFL. And you know what? They do some crazy stuff. And this is just another one of those crazy things. So we're getting loose. We're getting warmed up. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports, everybody. Get at us. We're just getting loose. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Second and long. And another quick pass to the near side. This is Antonio Brown, and Brown is buried. Forward progress will be marked at about the 21-yard line. Little flip over the middle. That is complete. And cut down at the 20-yard line is Antonio Brown. Offense has yet to find its groove. Quick pass outside. That is complete. And Antonio Brown looking for first down yardage. See if he got it on the far side. And 7. Roethlisberger over the middle. That's caught at the 35. Antonio Brown on his horse. And tackled inside the 40-yard line. Derek Kindred made the saving tackle.
About that, the Steelers needed to try and get Antonio Brown worked in the middle of the field. It looks like they actually get a hand on the ball. I want to say that was Schobert underneath it. Looks like that ball was even tipped a little bit. It's always entertaining.
First down from the 39, Roethlisberger. Flips it out. Good grab by Antonio Brown and out of bounds. Another quick pass to the outside, and that is complete. And again, Antonio Brown, and Brown inside the 5. It'll be first and goal. Here for the Cleveland defense. Roethlisberger throwing, complete to Antonio Brown, first down, and a little bit more as he just gets to midfield and is knocked out of bounds. Connor again. No, fake to him. The pass is complete to Antonio Brown. So Antonio Brown continues to add to the mileage.
Well, and I think this is what they were hoping to get to early in the game. Get some of those play action.
Roethlisberger with time, lots of time, still looking, and down the sideline it is, caught by Antonio Brown. Oh, what a catch.
Okay, short and sweet. Antonio Brown's not in the building today, won't be practicing. I don't have any more information for you right now, and when I have some and it becomes appropriate, you guys all get it, I promise you, but that's it for today.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Who saw that coming, Doctor?
Nobody could have seen that coming. Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about Antonio Brown. Let's talk about the NFL. As we know, week one is here. Thursday night, it all got kicked off with the oldest rivalry in football, Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. It was not that fun of a game to be watching. However, with that being said, Green Bay is 1-0, Chicago is 0-1, and if you're a Packer fan, that's good news. So Antonio Brown is all over the place, whether you like him or not. He does have a job, so let's not kid ourselves. The dude has a job, and it didn't take very long for the New England Patriots to go out and scoop this guy up. 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about it. Hey, Mike, so initially, when we heard the news about Antonio Brown being released from the Oakland Raiders, in my humble opinion, I really was hoping and thinking that the NFL might do what they've done in the past, which is make an example of a guy. And I understand. I totally get when talent is there and when the talent is too great, you just can't deny people. But with that being said, you have to look at the whole equation. Is this guy worth all the headaches, all the drama, all the distractions that he's going to bring to your team and your locker room? What say you, Mike Wilson?
I am with you on this, and I've said this for quite a while, and you know it. He's not worth the headache to me. He's too much drama. He's too much distraction. The thing that these coaches hate, and I don't care if it's a high school coach, college coach, pro coach, they hate distractions. They hate anything that takes away from the focus of the game. And, you know, when you got a guy that does Facebook Live in the locker room, he freezes over his foot. He threatens to hit his general manager, uses a racial slur towards him. All those kind of things, tosses what Gatorade buckets over on the sideline, yells at coaches on the sidelines. I don't want any part of that. I don't need any of that. I want my team to get focused. And I think I put it out there the other day in terms of when he was released, by the Raiders, I said it's addition by subtraction. I just don't want any part of it. Yeah. Is he immensely talented? Oh God, yes. Like, he's, if he's not the best receiver in the game, he's top three easy. But he's just not worth the time and the effort. And finally, the Raiders had enough. And I don't blame them one bit for getting rid of this guy. And everybody in Pittsburgh has been laughing all the way through all of this because they knew. And Tomlin's just about admitted, like, look, there was so much that we covered up that nobody knew about with this guy. Yeah. So,
all right.
And this stuff is just coming out.
All right, let's jump out to the phones. We do have a caller at 1-800-878-7529. We got Ryan in Houston. Ryan, what's on your mind today, man? We're talking AB, but you can talk whatever you want. Obviously, week one of the NFL season. Glad to have you on the program. I'm Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on your mind, Ryan?
Good morning. Yes, from Houston, and oddly enough, a Chiefs fan, but I wouldn't mind talking about AB a little bit. I've got a lot of questions on what's going on. I mean, in a league that seems to be pushing players to want guaranteed money, I don't understand when Antonio Brown wanted out of the Raiders so bad and goes to the Patriots for a lot less guaranteed. From what I understand, if he were to walk out on that field, and I don't wish an injury on anybody, but if he were to walk out on that field, game two, tear up a knee, he gets $9 million. From the Patriots. That's his guarantee. Now, if he were to had stayed on the Raiders before he started getting in trouble, that scenario changes to $30 million guaranteed. So I'm still not understanding why he thinks he won going to the Patriots. Do you have any insight on this?
Well, what I would say, anytime you can go to the New England Patriots, you've got a shot to go to the Super Bowl. So in that sense, yes, he won. But I think in general, I personally feel the NFL should have made an example of him like they have in the past with guys like Ray Rice. You just can't let the inmates run the asylum. I'm sorry, but that's there's no other way to say it. But that's what's happened here in the NFL. That's what's happened here for the most part in all of professional sports is the players control so much of what happens. And this is just another example of that, Ryan, because truth be told, I am absolutely disgusted by what the NFL chose to do here in allowing – if it was up to me, this guy would have been sitting out at least 1 year to prove a point that, you know what, nobody's ATL. That means above the law. And personally, what he did is he put himself above the law, and he wound up getting himself in what he thinks will be a better situation. And let's face it, the Raiders weren't going to the Super Bowl. The Patriots, that could easily happen. Mike, do you have an opinion?
No, I'm right there with you, and Ryan, this is a good question. I mean, you know, the math in my head tells me, okay, $30 million, I'll take that. $9 million, I mean, I'll still take that. But if the other choice is 30, you know, you got to wonder what's going through his head, and it just makes me wonder about his agent Drew Rosenhaus and what he's feeding him, what he's advising him. I mean, the advice that Rosenhaus is possibly giving this guy is. It just seems to me some of the worst advice you could give a client. But in a sense, yes, going to the Patriots, a chance to win a ring, a chance to play with Brady and all that greatness that they have going out there in New England. And the other thing I'll say, I'll be like, look, this is going to make people hate the Patriots even more. I mean, there was plenty of hate out there as it was. Now they are the target. They are all that kind of stuff.
Let's give Ryan the last word. And Ryan, if I'm not mistaken, you have a Facebook group, and I want you to put that out there for people as well. So you take the last word and then plug your Facebook page for us, please.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yes, I'm not counting out the NFL still taking maybe some action on AB. They talked about it. Maybe he'll get a game or two suspended for what he said to Mayock. But I guess with that, I'd love you guys to come out and check us out. The NFL Longest Yard. It's an easygoing page. We try to keep it respectful, not so much trash talk. So thank you very much for taking my call today.
Hey, Ryan, we appreciate it. Glad to have you on board. And definitely people check out The Longest Yard because I am part of that group as well. And I'll tell you what. There is some good interaction. There's some knowledgeable people about what's going on in the sports world. The Longest Yard group on Facebook, and Ryan is the man. So we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back, and we'll have Adam Stewart, professional boxer, who will be performing here in Scottsdale next week on Saturday at the Westworld. So we'll be back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Running back is Montgomery. 16-yard line of Green Bay. Chicago third down and 10. Shotgun snap. Here's an arching spiral pass into the corner of the end zone. Intercepted! It's intercepted by Amos, the former Chicago Bear! Adrian Amos coming through, makes the interception in the back of the end zone of Trubisky. And the Packers will take over. What a great defensive play! 4 years as Chicago Bear. Big time free agent signee by the Packers, and Amos comes up with the biggest play of the game.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Can I just
go for it?
Do one postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And now we're going to jump back out to the phones. We had a caller in the first segment. Now we've got a guest, Adam Stewart, who will be boxing this coming Saturday, September 14th. Thunderbolt Boxing is bringing heavyweight boxing to the Valley of the Sun, September 14th at Westworld in Scottsdale. The doors are going to open at 4 p.m. You can obviously go to eventbrite.com and search the keyword heavyweight explosion. Also, like the Thunderbolt page on Facebook. Adam, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great.
So, obviously, we're about a week, actually a little bit under a week out from the big fight here in Scottsdale, September 14th at Westworld. What is the last week before a fight like for you?
It's toning it down. You know, Friday, I think, was my last day of sparring. I had a hard 8 rounds of sparring, and now it's resting, just break a light sweat, you know, just move around, do some shadow boxing, throw some punches. You know, don't wear my legs or anything out. Just kind of freshen up and just be ready for Saturday night.
Maybe have a birthday with your wife and give her that cake that you made like all out of fruit yesterday, right?
That's right. Yeah, my wife turned 30 yesterday, and you know we like to eat healthy and whatnot. So instead of eating all that sugar cake, I made her a cake out of watermelon and pineapple and blueberries. So that was a good hit.
Hey, keep it healthy, man. Go ahead, Mike. Jump in, man.
Well, I was going to say, first of all, I don't know if Dorf and I can remember when we were 30, but that's great. But the first thing here is, what is your opponent? What's your opponent like? What's he going to bring to the table that you're concerned with?
You know, shorter guys. He's a little bit shorter. Those guys, they can be a little aggressive and bob and weave and try to get up under my chest and some, you know, I'm so tall, I'm like 6'6". I think he's around 6'1" or so. they have to be, you know, aggressive and get underneath your chest. They have shorter arms and I have longer arms, so I'm really have to keep him out. He's going to try to, you know, break past my long reach and get inside. He seems like he's durable. I'm not looking into him too much. I know what I've been doing, and I know I'm ready to fight my ass off Saturday night. So should be good.
That's the voice of Adam Stewart, professional boxer, by the way, 8-0 in his professional career. He'll be in the Valley of the Sun at Westworld at Scottsdale. The doors are going to open at 4 p.m. Saturday, September 14th. It's a beautiful arena, by the way, so you definitely want to get over there and check it out. Adam, styles make fights, don't they? And I don't want you to give away your secret, but for the most part, and I, obviously the tape is out there so people can see it, but what kind of a style do you prefer to fight?
A boxer puncher, I'd say. A little bit of counter punching in there, but yeah, long rangy, you know, boxer up kind of on my toes, and then just straight, strong, long punches. That's my style.
You know, I heard you mention that guys when they're smaller, they can kind of like creep up on in you, and obviously their reach isn't going to be the same that your reach is. So when you're fighting a smaller guy and they're trying to do that, how do you keep them away from you?
Little jab, just a real strong, snappy jab, and just establish that right out the gate. Turn the knuckles over right in his face with a hard, snappy jab so he feels it. So he says, whoa, if I come in too hard and I run into that like a double impact, that's not good. So, yeah, just a long, hard, snappy jab right out the gate.
What's your style like? I mean, do you have, like, a Tyson style? I mean, is there somebody that you'd like to pattern your boxing game after?
Yeah, there's quite a few different ones, but the main two is Muhammad Ali, of course. When I first started boxing, I came across videos of him, and every single morning, I got recruited to Olympic heavyweight program in Los Angeles, and every single morning I woke up before I went to the gym, I would watch the same video of Muhammad Ali. You know, the jab is the most important. He had the snappy, you know, such a snappy, good jab, so I'd watch him. And then I'm the same size about Lennox Lewis, and he was a great, you know, heavyweight, so I kind of a little mixture of both. Muhammad Ali with a snappy flicking jab, you know, kind of light on your feet, and then Lennox Lewis, a real long, rangy, and smart, kind of, you know, your jab's kind of just floating out there how he did it, and it was like a cobra, it would just snap you right in the face. So
those are two good
mixture of both.
I think those are two great guys to want to emulate or have a certain thing in common with them, because we obviously know what kind of a career both of those guys had as professional boxers. And Muhammad Ali was fighting for a lot more than just boxing in general. And I have so much respect for what he did in the prime of his career, to be honest with you. And, you know, that kind of brings me to my next thought. Again, we're talking to Adam Stewart, professional boxer. He'll be performing in the Thunderbolt Boxing Heavyweight Explosion Saturday, September 14th here in Scottsdale, Arizona. What other sports? I mean, obviously, I know you played football, but do you watch other sports? How do you get away from your craft, boxing?
No, there's not much of that, really. I fish. I'm a fisherman for sure. Love fishing. I like to, you know, mess around the garage that's full of bikes and skateboards and whatnot. My wife played softball for like 14 years, so we get out in the field and, you know, hit the ball around, play some catch and whatnot. Ping pong, big ping pong, you know, hand-eye coordination, kind of think fast, react fast, little things like that. I definitely, you know, watch football. I have some cousins that play. I have one cousin that plays at USC, one that plays at NAU, and another one plays for the Buffalo Bills. So kind of a big sports family, and we're always just doing something active and outdoors.
Well, since you just mentioned that, then you got to have a little bit of a take about Antonio Brown and all the nonsense and the chaos that he created there in Oakland, no longer playing for them. They released him. The New England Patriots, we kind of saw this coming. The writing was all over the wall, but as soon as that happened, the New England Patriots decided to pick this guy up, and I personally felt like the NFL should have made an example of this guy, and they didn't. Once again, the inmates are running the asylum, and he gets another opportunity to go out there and catch passes from one of the best, if not the best of all time, Tom Brady. What do you think about the way professional sports work, and especially the way it works in the NFL?
That was pretty ridiculous what he did there. I think you got to stay grounded. You know, he probably doesn't have a strong woman or strong, you know, people around him. I'm real big on staying grounded and being humble, being gracious. That was pretty foolish of him to act like that and do what he did, but.
I agree, man. And I think that, you know, when you're a professional athlete, it's an honor and a privilege. And you know what? It can be taken away from you in a heartbeat. And what this does to me is it just sends all the wrong messages. It says, hey, you know, I can do whatever I want, and I can continue to mess things up and be a distraction. But yet, you know what? Because I have such a great skill, there's always going to be an opportunity for me. And it just kind of bothers me. But, Adam, you know, we really appreciate you taking time out with us. We didn't distract you from training or whatever you got to do to kind of taper down. But I look forward to meeting you next Friday. I look forward to watching you Saturday night.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I'll see you guys next week, next Friday.
Sounds good. Yeah, because we got the weigh-in to check you out at. So I'm excited, man. We look forward to talking to you. We look forward to seeing you in person. So have a great week, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
All right, take care, guys.
Adam Stewart, professional boxer. He'll be at the Thunderbolt Boxing Explosion here in Scottsdale at the Westworld. He's a good guy, man. I've enjoyed talking to him the last few days, man. So get out there and support local boxing. Get out there and support local people. By the way, he is from Scottsdale, Arizona, too. So Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Then we're going to come back on the other side. We're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
They're sending the runner in. Here's Rosario's throw to the plate. Wow. And they got him.
Wow.
What a throw by Rosario in left field. A one-hop strike. And the Twins win it 2-1.
High drive. Deep right. A grand slam for Schwarber. Number 34.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. We're going to hook up with our professor of sports right now, John Poulter, all the way from Canada. We talk baseball. We talk hockey with him. But before I get into that too far, I do have to mention that I'm pulling for my friends who are in the Ironman Madison and also the half Ironman in Lake Placid, where a good friend of mine, Andrea Breen, her husband is out there. So I give them all a lot of luck. I wish them well. Get that thing done. If you don't know what an Ironman is, it is a whole hell of a lot of work, people. You're putting in like 112 miles of biking. You're doing the 26.2-mile marathon. And then I believe you also have a 2.4-mile swim. So those people are tough as nails. And I just got to say good luck. Get out there and have a great day. We wish you the best here on Dorf on Sports. Let's hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning, my man. Thank you so much for adjusting for us. As you know, the news about Antonio Brown, it's week one of the NFL, so I do appreciate you being a little versatile for us and flexible and switching our time. But obviously, baseball is heating up as well. And you know what? The Brew Crew, not saying they're done yet. The Diamondbacks, they're still battling. And to be quite honest with you, that is so impressive. I don't even know where to start on that one. But, John, good morning. We're glad to have you. Welcome to the show today.
Morning, Andy. Good to be with you. Missed last week's show because I was going to the Blue Jays game and saw my very first career no-hitter in person. So although I missed being with you guys for the regular Sunday morning gig, it was a great opportunity to see a no-hitter in person for the first time in the 50 years I've been watching baseball. So it was kind of a relatively even trade-off, I guess is the best way to put it.
Way more than even. Are you kidding me? I would have taken your spot instead of our spot any day, John. So that is something special when you get to see a no-hitter. It's amazing. And speaking of that, Justin Verlander, what can you say about this guy? I mean, this dude is an absolute beast. It's just amazing that with all the mileage and all the wear and tear, the guy can still throw no-hitters well into his career. It's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. We're talking about a guy now who's in his mid-30s. Clearly was reborn with that trade to Houston at the deadline a couple of years ago. Pretty impressive so far this season. 30 starts, 200 innings pitched. You do the quick math, that's over six innings a start. So that's the sign of a stud. And, in the game that I saw, he was one walk to Kevin Biggio away from a perfect game, threw 120 pitches, was as strong in the ninth inning as he was in the first. Kind of made me think of what pitchers were like 25, 30, 35 years ago. When a guy started something, he expected to finish it. Very much the case with Verlander last week. A lot of deep counts, 120 pitches in the game, but He kept everybody on the edge of their seats, and I got to tell you, it was probably the first time I've ever been in a baseball stadium where I've seen the home crowd cheering for the opposing pitcher at any point during the game. It was a very interesting experience. I was at the Roy Halladay 8 2/3 no-hitter back in 1998 when Higginson hit the home run with two out in the bottom of the ninth, or in the top of the ninth. But first time I've actually seen a no-hitter in person. Very special feeling, as you pointed out a couple of minutes ago when we had the lead in here.
Hey, John, good morning. Yeah, I mean, that was, I've always been a Verlander fan, just because I've just always been impressed with the amount of gas that he throws and the control with he does it. And by the way, I mean, he's married to Kate Upton. I mean, that's a good choice right there as well. But the question that I got is, you know, I'm a big Cubs fan. You know, everybody knows it. Javi Baez with a hairline fracture in his thumb, what's that going to mean for the Cubs moving forward?
I think it's going to be a big hit for them from the standpoint that he's a versatile player. He's great defensively. He's good on the base pass, good with the bat. Clearly the Cubs have been in a bit of a struggle all season. But, you know, at the end of the day, it all depends on whether they're able to tape this up or give him some kind of a brace or a support to let him play a little bit. I'd be very surprised if they do anything that would risk his career, given the age and the talent that we're looking at here. But to some extent, while the Cubs have been struggling and have been very much an up-and-down team for the first 5.5 months of this season, looking at the schedule this morning, they've got 21 games left, and including today's game, 17 of those are against National League Central opponents. The only non-Central opponents they play are when they go to the West Coast, I believe it's Monday or Tuesday of this coming week, to play the San Diego Padres for four games. So in a lot of respects, the Cubs do have it in their own hands. They've got seven games left with the Cardinals, and they're sitting 3.5 back now. So, you know, the Cubs have an opportunity to do it for themselves. We're going to see what this Cub team is made of over the next 2 or 3 weeks, given the fact that they're playing a lot of games on the road. Their road record so far this season has not been good. I think they're playing about 4-14 baseball on the road. So that doesn't bode well for a team that wants to get back in it. But I think there's a lot of pride on that team. But the way the Cardinals have played the last 4 or 5 weeks, I think it's going to be very uphill road for the Cubs. But they've got a chance to do it for themselves.
You know, John, I'm looking at the standings, and to me it's somewhat disappointing that there's only one race that is somewhat compelling, and you know, the Cubs are 3.5 games back of the St. Louis Cardinals, but every other division is somewhat of a joke at this point, where you have teams with, you know, 6.5, 8.5, 10, and then obviously in the West it's just atrocious at 16 games back. But with that being said, what the Diamondbacks have done is absolutely incredible. 9-1 in their last 10 games and 5 straight, just playing incredible baseball when they need to be playing it. I actually am really pulling for them, to be honest. You know, I'm obviously a Milwaukee Brewer fan, but I think what the Diamondbacks have been able to do this season is beyond remarkable. And you have to give Torrey Lovella just the biggest pat on the back. And if he's not the manager of the year, I actually think there's something wrong with the way that they do stuff. But is it disappointing to you, either one of you guys, that there really are no races when it comes to the divisions? Yeah, there's some wild card things that are going on, but in general, it seems like Major League Baseball is very unbalanced as far as the divisions go. Yes or no, John?
Oh, agree with you 100%. You know, we're looking at a severe case of the haves and the have-nots now. If you do a quick look at the standings, you can see that, I don't know whether it's 8 teams or 9 teams, but either 8 or 9 teams have an opportunity to win 100 games or lose 100 games. That's a third of the Major League Baseball population. To me, that's a very big disparity. Those five divisions that are pretty much already decided, four of those divisions, I think, have been pretty much decided since early in the season. The Yankees, the Astros, the Braves, and the Dodgers all got out to great starts and kept them. We had a race in the American League Central for a while, but Cleveland has slowed down a little bit now and find themselves 6.5 back. So they're clearly looking at a wild card spot. So to your point, that National League Central is the only division race we've got left, and the wild card has sort of become I'm not going to say the thing everybody is watching, but in the National League specifically, you've got six teams looking for those two spots, and in the American League, you've got three teams looking for those two spots. And interestingly, if you look at the American League candidates for the wild card, which are Tampa, Oakland, and Cleveland, each one of them has more games left on the road than they do at home. They've all played very well on the road. In fact, they've all played over 500 on the road, and there's no direct head-to-head games between any of those three teams. So each team has an opportunity to go out and do best what they've done best all season. And at the end of the day, I think that, you know, some good team in the American League is going to find themselves out of the postseason because they can't compete with the other two. And in some respects, that's a sad case when you look at the numbers that some of the other teams are putting up and they're actually in a race. But going back to your comment on the Diamondbacks, I was thinking this morning about potential award winners in both leagues, and Lovello's name was the one that came to the top of the list when I looked at the National League Manager of the Year, because nobody expected the Diamondbacks to do anything. They had a big sell-off over the winter. They got rid of Greinke at the trade deadline. You almost got the impression that they'd thrown up the white flag, but clearly that hasn't happened. Kudos to Lovello. Kudos to the Diamondbacks. Got to be in a tough spot chasing the Los Angeles Dodgers, but the Diamondbacks are in with a bit of a chance, a good chance, actually, against the other National League wildcard teams. And I believe out of their 20 games left, they have 12 at home. So they've got an opportunity to sneak in as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, I was just going to, you were mentioning some of these awards. I was going to piggyback on that a little bit in terms of, you know, who do you think is in the lead for the, like, the Cy Young, the MVP of both leagues, those kind of things, John?
Well, looking at the Cy Young first, I think Verlander's a lock on that. We talked about him, 18-5, 2.52 ERA, 200 innings pitched, 30 starts. I don't think anybody catches him for the Cy Young. In the National League, I think it's wide open. Strasburg, Hudson, Max Fried in Atlanta, even Castillo in Cincinnati, I think all have an outside chance at it. Looking at the American League, I think the MVP there is wide open. I mean, it depends on how you want to look at it. There's six players with over 100 RBIs and six more that are 90 or more. So I think the next couple of weeks are going to sort of decide that. In the National League MVP race, I think there's a real interesting race there. You've got Bellinger, Freeman, and Yelich. And, you know, batting averages are .308, .329, and .300. They've all hit over 38 home runs. Yelich has 97 RBIs and is hotter than a firecracker this weekend. Freeman leads the league with 115. Bellinger has been solid all season with 105. I got to think that that comes down to who wins their division, and that sort of would, to some respect, put Yelich out of it, because I just don't see the Brewers winning that National League Central. So it's going to come down to, do you look at RBIs, do you look at home runs, or do you look at batting average between Bellinger and Freeman? And that's kind of a 1 and a 1A as far as I'm concerned. If you want to look at rookies of the year, Pete Alonso, to me, hands down in the National League, 269, 45 RBIs, 45 home runs, 107 RBIs, never been in the Major League at bat before this season. To me, he's a lock. And I think Yaldon Alvarez in Houston is a real good candidate, too. For the American League Award, he's 306, 22, and 64 RBIs. So pretty good numbers for a rookie on a pretty solid team. We talked about Lovello for the National League Manager of the Year. American League Manager of the Year, you got to look at Baldelli because of the team performance of the Twins. But you also got to look at Francona and Aaron Boone, who've done not something that we did not expect, because both of those rosters were strong. But in both cases, they fought a terrible number of injuries, specifically the pitching staff, and they've somehow held it together. So I got to look at it and say it goes to Baldelli, because he's a rookie manager and his team is probably going to win the division. And in the National League, as we've all agreed, I think it's Lovello. But still some baseball to be played, and some guys can still make their mark over the next 2.5 weeks.
Great stuff, John Poulter. We appreciate your time, and we appreciate you being flexible and changing your time to 8:40 instead of 8:12 like usual. So
no problem at all.
Day. Hey, have an awesome day, John. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah. Have fun, guys. Talk next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking it down, Major League Baseball, like nobody else does. I'm serious, man. So keep it close, everybody. We're going to wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Foul ball left side waiting on a Toro. He's got it. Throws across in time. And that is the ball game. A no-hitter. Justin Verlander, the third of his career. The Astros bob him in front of the mound as the Astros win it 2-0. How about Justin Verlander? He doesn't get older, he gets better. His last no-hitter came in this ballpark 8 years ago.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Hour number one just about in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon, and we'll be talking a lot of NFL football. Just so you know, Mike Wilson, we're going to obviously talk to Brian Snow, the snowman in the morning. And then we're also going to talk to our good buddy Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports here locally in Phoenix, Arizona, because you know what? The Arizona Cardinals are taking the field, and there's so much to talk about there with Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury, and will this whole thing work out? And if it doesn't, well, you can't go out and fire the coach and everybody else one more time, because then you look extremely stupid, and I don't know if you don't look stupid as it is. But in general, we got a lot to talk about in hour number two, hour number one just about in the books. And I don't know. We didn't really get totally into the AB thing, but again, I just think it's a shame that some guys have more leverage than others, Mike, and AB is one of those guys that has a lot more leverage than most.
Yes, he does, and it's just one of those things where it's really sad, and you alluded to the inmates running the asylum, and that's not the way it should be. I mean, they're employees, kind of thing, so play out your contract, man. I mean, you and I were talking last night about this, and it just bugged both of us that this kind of stuff happens. But AB is, like I said at the beginning, he's just not worth the time or the hassle or the drama.
Yeah, and you know what? Again, I really truly believe that the Pittsburgh Steelers are the ones that are laughing right now, and they're saying, wow, we are so glad to be done with that headache. And you know what? The New England Patriots now have that headache to deal with. So I hear the music behind us. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. Hour number two, like I said, is on the horizon. Brian Snow, the Snowman in the Morning, and Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports to talk about those Arizona Cardinals. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Taliban overreached with a car bomb attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier, leading President Donald Trump to call off the Afghanistan peace talks initially planned for Camp David. Pompeo said the Trump administration had recalled the American envoy who had been negotiating with Taliban leaders for months in Qatar, and it will be up to the insurgent group whether any talks will resume. Critics denounce Trump's plan to hold the Camp David meetings just days before the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, and they said Trump was giving legitimacy to extremists who were responsible for the deaths of more than 2,400 U.S. service members in America's longest war. Pompeo said Trump wanted to look the Taliban leaders directly in the eye while they worked to finalize an agreement that would allow the U.S. to start withdrawing troops. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More and more tributes to Confederate heroes are being taken down throughout the country. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
Highway signs honoring the president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, are being taken down in a northern Virginia county. In May, a state panel approved Arlington County's request to change the name of U.S. Route 1 from Jefferson Davis Highway to Richmond Highway. County workers are now beginning to swap out the signs at a cost of $17,000. The city of Alexandria made a similar change at the start of the year. The highway carried the Davis name since 1922. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Russia and Ukraine conducted a major prisoner exchange that freed 35 people detained in each country and flew them to the other, a deal that could help advance Russian and Ukraine relations and end 5 years of fighting in the East Ukraine. The trade involved some of the highest profile prisoners caught up in a bitter standoff between Ukraine and Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The NFL gets underway in full swing today, and that means more office pools. With that story, here's USA's John Clemens.
Productivity takes a real hit when fantasy football time rolls around. One estimate has been made. Employees will spend 2.5 hours a week, costing the nation's business community $9 billion. Researchers from Nielsen Scarborough estimated 12.5 million adults will play fantasy football this year. While some businesses frown on this activity, Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray & Christmas said fantasy football leagues can boost the company's bottom line in terms of higher morale and lower turnover. He added these types of distractions can keep workers' creative juices flowing. I'm John Clemens.
Duke University says an investigation has found no evidence that former basketball star Zion Williamson received improper benefits. School spokesman Michael Schoenfeld said in a statement that a thorough and objective probe led by investigators outside the athletic department found no evidence to support any allegation that would have jeopardized Williamson's eligibility. Duke Athletic Director Kevin White said in April the school would investigate after lawyer Michael Avenatti accused Nike of paying Williamson's mother to convince him to attend a college affiliated with the shoe company. Williamson was taken first overall by the New Orleans Pelicans in the NBA draft after earning the Associated Press Player of the Year honor as a freshman at Duke. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. I am Andy Dorf, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Get at us in a couple of different ways. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And yes, week one of the NFL season is here. Thursday night has come and gone. The Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears kicked it off. Sunday is here. We have a full slate of games to get through. Excited about that. College football was absolutely everything we expected. Some upsets in the top 25. Cal goes to Washington. They're able to get it done against them. That was impressive. So we'll get into that. We'll get into a ton of things. By the way, this hour, Brian Snow, the snowman in the morning, will join us. We'll talk to him about the wide world of sports. I know he has an opinion. I know he has a take on what's going on with AB and the NFL. It's all crazy, if you know what I'm talking about. And then we're going to talk to Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports here in Phoenix, and we'll talk to him, obviously, about what's going on with the Arizona Cardinals. So keep it close, everybody. Just getting loose, just getting warmed up. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
is Dorf on Sports.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No, no. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Pinheiro will kick off the game, and the season are underway.
Fourth down, and here's Eddie Pinheiro's maiden voyage as an NFL regular season kicker for the Chicago Bears. This will be a 38-yard try, right hash, north end of Soldier Field. Out of the hold of Patrick O'Donnell, Scales sends it back. Good operation, winds up the kick. Eddie Pinheiro is good from 38. And the Bears have the first points in the NFL for 2019. How fitting, it's a kicker that put those points on the board.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. I love hearing that intro. I got to tell you, man, because then we know what time of year it is. It's football time. It's NFL football time. It's college football time. It's the best time of the year. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And by the way, I do appreciate all the different outlets that pick us up and carry the show, whether it's KSRN, Network. We appreciate them. iHeart, TuneIn. Nation, Heartland Newsfeed, Sports Byline. We appreciate all the different ways that you can catch the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike, look, brother, it's week one, dude. We're going to obviously have to go through the games one by one, but ultimately the biggest news is obviously something that's not about what's going to be taking place on the field. It's Antonio Brown. So, again, it's on our minds, people. It's definitely not going away. If you want to talk about that or anything else, get at us, 1-800-878-7529. But, Mike, week one is here, my friend. I'm telling you, man, to me, this is like when sports really, really start to get good, because you got NFL season starting, you got the end of baseball happening, you got the U.S. Open is over now, Major League Baseball is heating up full throttle. This is seriously the best time to be talking sports, Mike.
It is the best time to be talking sports. And let's not forget, hey, look, the NHL, they're going to start their training camp soon next month. Yep. You got the NBA starting up, so you got everything happening, so it's gonna be a fun next, what, I don't know, 6 to 10 months here talking anything. But you know, we have the NFL right now to talk about, and just give me your thoughts, Dorf, on what you expect this season.
Man, I expect chaos. I really do. I expect to expect the unexpected, because every time we think we know what we're going to see, it always changes on us. So truth be told, I'm expecting an explosion type year from a guy like Christian McCaffrey. I think Matty Ice comes back and has a much better season. I mean, they're 2 years removed from the Super Bowl, and obviously injuries plague them big time. I'm expecting better things out of the Minnesota Vikings. And after what I saw from the Green Bay Packers, man, I'm sorry, but they've got a new law firm there in Green Bay. It's Smith & Smith. And if you don't know about it, you're going to learn all about it throughout the whole season, because these guys can get some pressure on the quarterback. The secondary's better now. And I actually am believing – I mean, again, I know that Chicago doesn't have the greatest offensive weapons, but I do believe that there is a system in place there in Green Bay. And you know what? That defense could very well be very legit, and it's only a matter of time before Aaron Rodgers knocks that rust off and gets himself playing a lot better. So I expect a lot of interesting things to happen. I mean, what's going to happen with the Colts? Obviously no longer led by Andrew Luck, so that's going to be some change there. The Cowboys bring Zeke back and pay him that $50 million guaranteed. And, I mean, no Melvin Gordon right now for the Chargers, and there's rumors that he could get traded. I mean, dude, I can keep going forever if you know what I'm saying. But, yeah, I'm obviously excited about all the different storylines there are this season, Mike Wilson. There's so many, we could run in so many different directions, man.
Yeah, we could run in 1,000 different directions if we wanted to. And, you know, the funny thing, or not the funny thing, but the thing you just have to know about your Packers is that, you know, if you saw the post-game interview with Aaron Rodgers after the game, and they asked him, what do you think of that defense? And he just goes, we got a defense. And he was smiling. He had a little smirk going. You know, he knew coming in that this defense that the Packers now have has the possibility of being a special type of defense. And, you know, they showed it. I mean, that wasn't the most exciting game on Thursday. I mean, I think we would all agree with that. But look, the Packers did what the Packers had to do to win that game. And it's going to be an exciting year. My favorite team, I don't expect anything out of Miami. I mean, I just want them to maybe tank for a couple of years and have a shot at Trevor Lawrence when he comes out of Clemson. Or you know what? I'm like, look, just give the reins to Rosen right now. Just hand it over. The other thing is, you know, my wife, my son, I even root for the Steelers. I mean, it's a big Steeler household here. We have been laughing with this whole AB thing for a long time. And we're looking forward to having, I think Ben Roethlisberger is going to have a huge year. And I
Let's
think,
see.
The other thing that I think with the Steelers is, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster is going to obviously be the number one receiver, but watch James Washington. He is now what Juju was to AB, and he had a fairly productive preseason, and I think he is in line to have a big year as well. So just watch
All right.
James Washington of Pittsburgh.
All right, sounds good. Let's jump out to the phones as caller, Jerry in North Carolina, wants to talk some NFL. You got the Dorf man, Andy Dorf. You got media Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's on your mind, Jerry?
Man, I was having fun yesterday, and I'm looking at having fun today. Watch some good college. That college yesterday was fun, wasn't it? That Army-Michigan.
Absolutely.
North Carolina, Miami was fun. BYU taking it to Tennessee was fun. Of course, it's always fun to watch my dogs beat up on anybody and stuff and all. And then today, you know, I mean, it's looking like fun. And, I mean, you know, the Antonio Brown drama, soap opera, whatever you want to call it, you know. We don't need it today. We're going to have some fun. What do you think? How do you think these Falcons are going to do this year? I mean, you know, it's like last year, it's like everybody was hurt. You know, they sat back, you know, missed the playoffs. I mean, you know, 2 years removed from a heartbreaker in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I mean, but I mean, yeah, what do you think? I mean, do you think that they've got some pieces where they can sit there and become a contender again and get back there?
Absolutely, I do. I if you didn't hear my monologue a little bit, I said I think Atlanta will rebound really well. Like you said, 2 years removed from the Super Bowl, and they have a ton of talent, man. We know about that receiving core. We know about that running game. Matty Ice, I think he's due to have himself one hell of a season, man. And I expect big things. And you know what? I actually think they can go on the road to Minnesota and beat them today. So I expect big things from Atlanta, man. And the defense was the only thing that was somewhat good for them last season. So if they come back and they play pretty well on offense, which I think they can with Julio Jones and the receivers that they have, the running backs, dude, absolutely, Jerry. They should absolutely be in the conversation as far as I'm concerned about making it back to the Super Bowl. Mike, what say you?
No, I was just gonna ditto what you had said. I mean, Julio Jones is one of my favorite receivers. I mean, he's the antithesis of what AB is all about. And you know, Julio's a we guy; he's not a me guy. And that defense, like you said, last year was one of the positives that they had. And Matty Ice, I just think people are, you know, kind of they're too down on him. They're kind of overlooking him a little bit. And I agree with Dorf that Matty Ice can go up there today in Minnesota and pull out a victory for the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry, I think you should be really, really excited about what's to come for your Atlanta Falcons, my friend.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited about my Falcons and just the state of Georgia, our football in general down there with the Georgia Bulldogs also.
Yeah.
My Atlanta Braves look like they're going to make a little push, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? No, great point, man. When you just hit the nail on the head. Now all you need is to get Trey Young and those Atlanta Hawks playing a little bit better, which they're on their way too, man. No, seriously, Atlanta could be a serious sports town coming up, man.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we appreciate your call, Jerry.
Hey, you take care.
Have a great day, man. We got to take a break. We're going to do that. We'll come back. And then on the other side, we're going to hook up with our good buddy, Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports here in Arizona to talk to him about the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury. It all gets kicked off today here in Arizona against the Detroit Lions. So I like to call them the Lie Downs, by the way. Anyways, we got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Ball at the 2-yard line, right smack dab in the center of the field. Georgia is going to operate out of the I formation. Sony Michel is the tailback. Two receivers to the right. Fromm goes under center. Brings a man in motion from the right. Takes the snap. Fakes the toss play. Back to throw. Throws end zone. It is caught. Touchdown. Isaac Nauta, the tight end, all alone in the back of the end zone. The throw was right on his numbers. And Georgia is on the board. A 2-yard touchdown throw. They trail 7-6. And the extra point can tie it up.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Packers have it first and goal at the 8. Back to pass, Rodgers. He looks left, he looks right. He throws an arching spiral pass in the back part of the end zone. Caught! Leaping two-handed glove catch by the tight end, Graham. Double-teamed. Defenders draped on both shoulders. And Graham catches the 8-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers. And the Packers have taken the lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Again, we appreciate you checking us out on KSRN. We appreciate you listening to us on iHeart, TuneIn, Heartland Newsfeed, SportsByline.com. We appreciate you all over the world, man. So get at us. Let's talk about the sports world. Let's talk, more importantly, about what's going on in the NFL at 1-800-878-7529. Mike, we're trying to track down Richard Sines from Fox 10 Sports here in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll have him in just a moment, but I think we do have another caller. I believe we got Mitch in Santa Monica. So we don't have Mitch in Santa Monica. We will try to get people on board when they get at us. But again, Mike, week one of the NFL is here. Cardinals are playing the Detroit Lions. Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury get their first taste of NFL action. What is it going to look like? What do you think, man?
This could look like – there's no in-between with me with this. It could look great in week one because they, you know, other teams don't have too much taste, or this could look like an absolute just disaster to me. And I'm going to tend to lean towards the disaster part of this. I root for the Cardinals, but they're not my diehard. And I try not to be a homer for them since we are in town, you know, with the Cardinals, but I'm just not buying this Kingsbury offense. And Kyler just looks so small out there. He gets out and runs around against these first teamers all game. That possibility of him getting seriously hurt is way up there with me, and I just have my doubts, man.
I have my doubts too. Let's jump out to the phones. We will hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica now. Mitch in Santa Monica, you got the Dorf Man, you got Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. What's going on, man?
Well, between Thursday night's Green Bay Packer win, Wisconsin pitching now a shutout for two games in a row. Cal Bears going up to Washington, beating them. Yelly with his RBI walk-off double win. And the Canes almost doing it. Mitch in Santa Monica almost going 5 for 5. I'm doing pretty darn good. And by the way, guys, happy first Sunday of the NFL. We're finally here. I can't believe it. It's wonderful. You know what? Hey, Mike Wilson, earlier you mentioned one thing, and this is one of the thing I wanted to say, and that's what Aaron Rodgers said. We got ourselves a defense up in Green Bay, don't we, guys, huh?
Maybe. Again, look, it's week one, so I think you got to pump the brakes a little bit. But I do know one thing, Mitch, in Santa Monica. There's a new law firm in Green Bay, and it's called Smith & Smith. So you and everybody else better get used to it, because they have guys that can get pressure on the quarterback, which is something they haven't had for a long, long time. But you know what? That's good to see. The secondary looked a lot better. They were able to get to guys quicker, and they were locking down a lot better. So at the end of the day, man, you're only as good as your last win. The Green Bay Packers right now, as you alluded to on one of those Facebook posts, they're the best team in the NFL right now, but they're the only two teams have played. So, again, man, there's excitement, and I get it. But, dude, injuries happen. All kinds of things happen. So let's not get caught speeding. I did like Aaron Rodgers' reaction about, well, we got a defense. And I think that speaks volumes. So we'll see how it all plays out. But let's not get absolutely stir crazy yet, man. Let's relax a little bit, okay?
Hey, that law firm is going to get a lot of convictions and going to send a lot of deep sentences around the NFL this year, my brother. So, yeah, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. But you know what? A win's a win's a win, and it's always great to win your first game, and it's even better when you win in Chicago on the 100th anniversary of the NFL. I mean, on the 200th game that they've played, nice to get a W against the Bears. We're excited. It's going to be a great NFL season. I think, as much as you guys thought that NFC Norris tractor pull was boring on Thursday night, I'm sorry. Chicago has a great defense, and we found that NFL has a great defense. And last week, Andy, you wanted to make the point that the preseason makes these offenses look terrible, and this, the next few weeks are kind of like the preseason. I didn't necessarily buy into that. I think it goes on both sides of the ball. You would then say the defenses also wouldn't be that way, because there's some marquee defensive players that aren't playing preseason either. Granted, Aaron didn't take a snap the entire game. You know.
All right, let me jump in really quick, man, because you're not getting my point. The defenses are ahead of the offenses because it's a lot easier to just go after a quarterback, or it's a lot easier to just stay man-to-man than to have your rhythm and timing all put together on the offensive side of the ball. And that's what you see early in the season. Trubisky was overthrowing guys left and right. Aaron Rodgers was short on passes. The pass that Jimmy Graham caught in the end zone, brother, I'm sorry, but that was luck, dude. And if you can't admit it, then there's something wrong with you. He threw that ball up for grabs, and Jimmy Graham was the guy that got it. Okay, they won that battle. But at the end of the day, I'm going to ask you a real serious question, both of you guys. When injuries usually happen in the NFL, when do they happen? They usually happen in about the first month or the first 6 weeks. Why do you think that is? I personally think it's because the guys don't take the preseason seriously enough, and they don't get the reps and they don't get the work in, so they come into the regular season and they're not in shape. They're still working themselves into shape. So if you want a better product from the get, force those guys to play a little bit of the preseason. Put a damn red jersey on the guy so that the quarterbacks don't get hit. Figure out a way so that the product right from the get is better. That's all I'm saying. And if we keep doing what we do now, then we always are going to have about a month of football where it's maybe good, maybe it's bad, maybe it's a little bit good, maybe it's a little bit bad. But overall, I'm telling you, look at when injuries happen. They happen early in the season because guys aren't ready to go from zero to 100. It's impossible. You can't do it, man. And there's a reason why they see this poor play early in the season, at least in my humble opinion. Go ahead, Mike, and then we'll let Mitch jump on.
No, I was just going to say that the whole injury thing to me is, you know, injuries can happen at any time. It doesn't matter, you know, if it's beginning of the season, middle, end. I mean, it's going to affect the team at some point. Injuries are just part of the game. The thing that bothers me is just the reps. And, you know, and Andy, you hit the nail on the head with, you know, if you want the product to be better from the jump, then, you know, get these guys out there and taking a few reps, have them play, have Aaron Rodgers play a few series, have him play the first half of the third preseason game or something.
Let me jump in. That was the plan, but that whole thing got screwed up. So, unfortunately, that didn't happen this time around. Mitch, I'm going to give you the last word because we're coming up against it. But again, man, I think the product takes a hit early in the season because those guys aren't getting those preseason reps. What do you think? And I'll give you the final word, man.
Preseason games aren't what really is the issue. The issue is off-season conditioning and then preseason conditioning. The hard work comes not on game preseason game day, but in between. And that's what sets up. We've seen many times where the conditioning coaches are getting fired because their teams are just not prepared once they get there. It's about conditioning. And if their bodies are in tune, that's when they're not pulling themselves. The freak injuries, like Mike was saying, you know, when someone gets a bad hit or some torn Achilles or ACL, you can't necessarily prepare for that. But those hammies, the ones that take you out for a few weeks, those are the ones that really that work happens not on preseason game day. And by the way, Rodgers was being pressured. Trubisky was being pressured. Why? Because the defense was good. Because the defense is prepared. I'm sorry. I think that, yes, the preseason games are terrible. But I'm not going to risk Aaron Rodgers going out there and potentially getting injured. They had a plan. They went up to Canada. It was a farce. Wasn't able to get in the way he usually does every year. And guess what?
Yep.
They came out with the W, and that's all that matters. We're moving on. We're going to have a great day today. We have a great U.S. Open final later this afternoon.
True. Hey, Mitch, we got to let you run, man. We're up against it. I love Mitch in Santa Monica. And you know what? We'll see, because those Green Bay Packers have had a history of getting injured throughout the season. So, dude, just relax a little bit. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're going to come back with Richard Simes from Fox 10 Sports here in Phoenix. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. We're now going to hook up with our good buddy and local sports anchor here on Fox 10 Sports, none other than Richard Sines. Richard, good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am fantastic. I feel like a kid waking up on Christmas morning. I just could not wait to go to bed last night so today could hurry up and get here, man. I'm so excited about this NFL season. Football season's here, baby.
I hear you, man. And obviously, we got one happening in our backyard here with the Arizona Cardinals taking on the team I like to call the Lie Downs. And yes, you can steal that from me tonight on your broadcast, my friend. And only you can only steal it if the Cardinals go out and get a victory. So hopefully that happens, man, and we'll both be pretty happy about that. But look, Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury, they're getting their first chance to unleash that offense, and everything that I'm hearing is the playbook is going to be wide open. So what are you expecting to see from Kyler, Cliff, and the rest of the guys?
Yeah, I'm expecting the Cardinals to air it out. I mean, it's called the air raid offense for a reason. And, you know, a lot of people are skeptical, you know, especially the old school people. But the one constant in the NFL has been change. You know, things change over the years. You know, first people were scared of, like, the shotgun formation. That's not going to work. You know, the forward pass, throwing it deep, throwing from your own end zone, all that stuff. Look, the league wants points scored. They don't want – the NFL does not want what happened on Thursday between the Bears and Packers to happen again. They want teams to score. They want fans in the seats. They want fans jumping for joy. And that's what happens when you see a lot of points scored. So I think – if this new type of offense is ever going to work, now is the time. And these two guys have been wanting to work together for years. Kyler Murray, you know, before he went to, you know, Oklahoma or even Texas A&M, Kingsbury tried to recruit him to Texas Tech, couldn't get him there. Now they're finally together in the NFL. And, you know, the one thing I've noticed is they have a quiet confidence. All through training camp, they've been, you know, very secretive of this offense. They've been always like, we'll just wait and see. We'll see what happens. And I think now they're finally ready to unleash it. And one guy that's been kind of a barometer for me has been Larry Fitzgerald. I haven't seen him this excited and this loose in a training camp in years. He really looks comfortable. He looks healthy. And he looks like a couple years younger. I mean, it's really interesting to see how he's been. And, of course, we'll see what happens today. I think they're going to be successful early, especially with this type of offense when people don't know what to prepare for. And then once defenses, because, you know, these defensive coordinators, these coaches are brilliant. Once they get some of this offense on tape, then I think things will become more difficult for the Cardinals. But in the early going, I have a feeling they're going to be successful.
Hi, Richard. This is Mike. Nice to talk to you again. And I just got a question. I mean, there's a lot of national, I don't know how to put it, maybe hating on the Cardinals with this offense and Kyler and Kingsbury. What's gonna equate to a successful season for the Cardinals? Because, I mean, look, I mean, no one's expecting them to go to the Super Bowl or maybe even the playoffs. But with that being said, what would constitute a successful season for them?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point because, look, rookie coach, rookie quarterback is not exactly the remedy for success in the National Football League, let's be honest. But
right.
I think what would be considered a successful season for the Cardinals and their fans would be, you know, a couple wins, more than three wins that they had last year, and some excitement, something to look forward to next year, something to build on. I think kind of like what the Browns did last year. The Browns didn't make the playoffs, but they won some games. They got people excited about Cleveland Browns football, which that hasn't happened in years, decades. And I think just anything better, different than last year when the play calling was atrocious. You know, there was no energy in the building. Everybody knew they were going to run it up the middle on first and second down, throw it on third and long, and then put it on fourth down. I think, you know, that's why Michael Bidwell said, look, we need to scrap this whole thing, admit we were wrong, go with Cliff Kingsbury, a new type of coach, an offensive-minded kind of coach, and go all in on him. If he wants Kyler Murray and we need to trade Josh Rosen, then let's do it, and let's just go all in on Cliff Kingsbury. I think what the Cardinals are trying to do or want to do is do the same thing the Rams did when they had Jeff Fisher and Jared Goff. People were talking about he was going to be a bust. All of a sudden, you bring in McVay, an offensive-minded coach, Golf is an MVP candidate, and the Rams are the Super Bowl.
Good point. Look, if you catch lightning in a bottle, you catch lightning in a bottle, right? And if they can be and you and I talked a little bit about this at the Arizona State Sun Devil football game the other night, Richard. If they can catch people a little bit by shock the first few weeks, you know what? If you get that momentum, It changes things. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it works in sports. We all know that. If you start believing in yourself and they get the opportunity and everything works the way that they want it to, this could look a lot better than people think, at least initially, right or wrong.
Exactly. And with this type of offense, they'll never be out of a game. You know, if they're down, then you know they've got the weapons on offense to make somewhat of a comeback. And that's something I didn't feel they had last year when they had Sam Bradford and they were in the I formation every single possession and doing the exact same plays. So I think just, you know, having some excitement, having something to work on, a young core, you know, you got a young quarterback, of course, Larry Fitzgerald's the elder statesman, but you got, you know, some young receivers, a kid like Christian Kirk, who's also a local boy that a lot of people are going to become fans of if they're not already, because he's really, you know, taken to Larry Fitzgerald and gotten under his wing and learning not only how to be a great NFL player, but a pro and a good person on and off the field. And I think that's one thing that Larry brings to the table, you know, because, you know, the guy has been fantastic his entire career. And I think that the Cardinals have done a good job in surrounding Cliff Kingsbury, a rookie NFL coach, with veteran coaches. I mean, Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator, was just in Kingsbury's seat not too long ago with the Denver Broncos. So that's a guy where he can pick his brain, and I think it's going to be fun to watch, that's for sure. We'll see if it relates to wins, but I think one thing is it's going to relate to momentum, it's going to relate to fans in the seats and some excitement here, which is something we did not have at all last year, especially towards the end of the season.
No, I agree. That's the voice of Richard Steins from Fox 10 Sports joining us here locally from Phoenix, obviously, Fox 10 Sports, talking Arizona Cardinals and Lions. But I want to move the conversation on a little bit. There's tons of other storylines, obviously, as week one is right upon us here now. And most notably, the biggest thing
is Antonio Brown and the way that the Raiders handled things. And then, in my humble opinion, the way that the NFL has handled things. And then they pass this guy once again to the New England Patriots. The rich get richer, Richard. I'm sorry, but it's a play on words with your first name. But truth be told, man, it's real. The rich get richer here. They're giving them another unbelievable wide receiver for Tom Brady to throw balls to. Can you believe this or not?
I can't believe it. And Tom Brady doesn't need an unbelievable wide receiver to throw balls to. I mean, this guy has Super Bowls with Julian Edelman, Dion Branch, you know. So it kind of reminds me of when he got Randy Moss, and it was almost unfair. And Brady had 50 touchdowns, and the Patriots were undefeated until they lost the Super Bowl right here in Glendale, Arizona. So, you know, this is going to be one heck of a tandem. And I have a feeling that Antonio Brown is going to buy into the Patriot way, at least at the beginning, because he knows he's on thin ice and he's been really pushing the envelope. And, you know, but you know, you never know with this guy. You know, 1 minute people are saying he's mentally unstable and maybe he's suffering from CTE because of the way he's acting. And now some people are saying he's a genius and orchestrated this whole thing and wanted out of open from the get-go so he could go to New England. So it's just like, I feel like I'm watching an episode of Ballers. Like, is this real life?
Totally. Hey, I got to jump in really quick, and I know, Mike, you got something to say, but I think you hit a good point. I mean, at the end of the day, when does the NFL put their foot down on why does the NFL put their foot down on certain people like Ray Rice in the past, and why didn't they make an example of Antonio Brown in this opportunity? It is absolutely beyond me, Richard.
Well, yeah, you know, you got a good point, but what Ray Rice did is a lot different than what Antonio Brown has done. Antonio Brown's being a brat, and we don't have video of Antonio Brown's altercation with Mike Mayock or whoever he's gotten in a confrontation with. I think the video of Ray Rice knocking out his wife like he was Mike Tyson really, you know, made the NFL make that choice. You know, they had no choice in doing that.
I agree with that. But so the only thing that we didn't get was an AB Mike Mayock video. He gave every other video for us, and obviously that was enough to make the Raiders make their move. So, and then the Patriots making their move. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry about that.
No, I was just this is not about AB, but I was going to ask you, Richard, you know, the NFC West that the Cardinals are in is just tough as nails. You got San Francisco, you got Seattle, and you got the Rams. Is it the best division in all of professional football?
You know, it's definitely going to be one of the toughest to score on, because those defenses, like you say, Jadeveon Clowney going to Seattle? Are you kidding me? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was one heck of a – and that's another trade that nobody's really talking about because AB is dominating the headlines. But, you know, Seattle made a heck of a move in getting Clowney there. And I think part of that was because of what the Cardinals were doing with Kyler Murray and all these quarterbacks that you have in this division. Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers, don't sleep on them. You know, a lot of people were high on them until last year they got bit by the injury bug. You know, last year the 49ers lost their quarterback in Garoppolo and Jerick McKinnon, their running back, well, all within a matter of weeks. So, I mean, you take away, you know, Kyler Murray, David Johnson from the Cardinals and see how good they are. You take away Jared Goff and Todd Gurley away from the Rams, see how good they are. So, you know, I think they're going to be much improved. The 49ers are going to be this year, and nobody's really talking about them. Of course, Seattle and Russell Wilson is always a tough team. And then, you know, I'm interested in watching DK Metcalf. I mean, I think that guy is going to have a chip on his shoulder, a la Randy Moss, when he got passed up by so many guys. So I want to see what he's going to do. And then, you know, of course, the Rams trying to pick up where they left off. You know, now they got a taste of the Super Bowl, and you know they want more.
Absolutely. Hey, we're going to leave you with this one. What are you expecting from Bruce Arians and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this season?
You know, this is it for Jameis Winston. You know, if you get with the quarterback whisperer in Bruce Arians and you don't produce, you might end up being a perennial backup for the rest of your career. I mean, this is it for Winston. Famous Jameis, you got to step up. You know, I think Bruce Arians is an excellent coach, especially when it comes to coaching quarterbacks. And I think you're going to see an uptick in Tampa Bay. You know, the band is back together, and it worked here in Arizona, and he turned this franchise around rather quickly, and I think he's going to do the same over there in Tampa. It might take a year or two because that's another tough division there, but I think he's definitely in a good spot, and he's got his quarterback in Winston, a guy that he's liked since he was a kid. Winston went to Bruce Arians' quarterback camp when he was a boy, a young child, and now they're together, so I'm excited about that.
Hey, Richard, obviously we hear the music behind us. Means we got to run, but I'm excited to watch your broadcast tonight on Fox 10 Sports. I hope you get to say the lie downs, man. I'm telling you, hopefully you get to say it.
I will. I'll give you credit.
Hey, have a great day, man, and enjoy the game today. Richard Stein from Fox 10 Sports joining us on the program. I love talking to Richard. A wealth of knowledge when it comes to sports. Keep it close, everybody. We're coming back with our parting shots. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today here on week one of the NFL season. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which, by the way, brings me to my next thought. It is the first week of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America with me, so catch that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We take you into the wee hours of the night talking all about the NFL action from today. So, Mike Wilson, it's parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
Hey, look, my parting shot is pretty simple. Get your soda, get your popcorn, get your Barca lounger, lay back, and watch the NFL season. This is what everybody waits for, and football is king in this country. Just enjoy the games and have a good time.
I agree 100%, man, and we're going to kind of be almost like very similar on this one. But before I do my parting shot, obviously want to thank Richard Sines for joining us from Fox 10 Sports on the program today. We had Adam Stewart, professional boxer, join us in hour number one. We'll be at the event Thunderbolt Boxing presenting Heavyweight Explosion here September 14th, Saturday next week at the Westworld. So get over to that. And then obviously John Poulter, our professor sports. But look, man, it's week one of the NFL, people. If you're not excited, if you're not geeked up about this, it's about that time. You better get revved up. You better get ready to roll, because guys like Patrick Mahomes are going to go out there and do what he does. Aaron Rodgers, he'll get better, people. Don't worry about it. He'll absolutely get better. Tom Brady, the rich got richer, if you know what I'm talking about, with Antonio Brown. But you know what? You're going to have to deal with all that guy's nonsense and all the distractions that he brings into the equation. So, man, oh, man, just get buckled up. Just get ready. It's going to be an unbelievable NFL season. Expect the unexpected. For Mike Wilson and Scott on the other side, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.